Blog Talk Radio.
To the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We thank God for you, and especially you, if you have tuned in tonight for our special Sweet Hour of Prayer radio broadcast program. We on the fourth Monday of every month, we've committed to come together in a time of prayer with fellow ministers jointly to be able to pray for our families and our communities, our churches, our nations, and send up prayer to our Most High God for this world. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight to be able to do just that. And we have with us this evening ministers and prayer warriors that have come alongside and come to help to undergird and support us in prayer. And tonight our prayer warriors are Minister Hilton Britt, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, Mother Pat Gallo, hallelujah, and Pastor Valencia Jackson. And we thank God for each one of these men and women of God. Thank you for you coming to share with us in a time of prayer and supplication to our Lord, because the Word of God tells us that men ought always to pray. In the book of Luke, men are always to pray. You should never cease praying. Prayer is the primary source of our communication with our Heavenly Father. When you begin to pray, you have the ability through the anointing and the power of God to push back and destroy the forces of darkness. And when you begin to pray a prayer, it moves the difficulties and challenges and moves the mountains in our lives. And when you begin to pray, when we line up our word with the word of God, because we know that there is no failure in God's word. There's no failure in God. His word goes forth and it promises to not return void, but accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed to accomplish. So when we pray, and we pray in Jesus' name, it begins to activate the power of God's holy word. And again, there is absolutely nothing that is impossible for our God. So that's just a few of the reasons, praise God, why we pray. So we're going to go ahead and get started tonight. Praise the Lord. We like to begin with corporate prayer of everyone that's on the line to join with us in the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray, and that is the Lord's Prayer. So at this time, I'm going to ask if everyone would just bow your heads and close your eyes, and wherever you are, just begin to join with us and repeat after us the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and ask our callers if there is anyone that's on the line tonight that you have a prayer request that you would like for us to be able to lift up in prayer during this Sweet Hour of Prayer program. Go ahead at this time and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will go ahead and dispatch you into the studio and take down your prayer request and address it, certainly, during our time of prayer. Praise God. Amen. Caller, your last 4 digits of 4984. Go right ahead, please.
I'm asking for prayer for myself. This is Elder Green. Put me on the prayer list tonight, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, Elder Green. Thank you so much for that. And yes, we will go ahead and put you on the prayer list tonight. Amen. Is there another tonight that has a prayer request? Go ahead. Press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. A caller 6769. That's Elder Lisa. Go ahead, Elder Lisa. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, tonight I'm asking for prayer for me and my family. And I ask those that know the word of prayer to pray for my daughter-in-law. She's pregnant, and she had a little accident, and so pray for her healing of her foot. She hurt it real bad, and she was trying to avoid a fall on her stomach. And just keep her in prayer, and thank you so much.
All right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is there another? We have that down, Elder Lisa. Is there another tonight? Just simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll go ahead and note your prayer request. All right. Praise the Lord. Caller 0209. Go right ahead, please.
I would like to put in a prayer for the young adults and the children of this rugged world to learn how to trust and believe in the Lord as their Savior and to be shown and taught of him in the year coming.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Gloria. I believe that was Sister Gloria.
Yeah.
Thank you, young adults and children, to be saved and trust in God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Caller 5434, Pastor Valencia. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I would like to request prayer for a member of my church. They had a death in the family, and it was one of those type that was totally unexpected. So you know how those go. So I'm asking prayer for my church family, which is Bethel A&E Church.
Okay. Amen. All right. Thank you.
And
praise God.
And the family name is Thomas.
Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Amen.
The Thomas family. Amen. Praise God. All right. Amen. Is there another tonight? Is there another? Praise God. Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. Did we get 8129? I don't think so. Go, caller, your last four digits are 8129. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, this is Sister Zelma Dawes, and I'm asking for prayer can you hear me?
Yes,
we can, Sister Zelma. Go right ahead.
I'm asking for prayer for a classmate family. She passed away, so I grew up with her, and kind of like a sister to me, and her services are going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a private service, but I'm asking for prayer for the family.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I've got that
and
down.
That's,
We've got the
Beasley family.
Beasley family.
Mm-hmm.
Beasley family.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Zelma. Beasley family. Amen. Praise God. Is there another? Simply press 1 on your dial pad. Is there another? Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started in our prayer. And I'm going to ask the Hilton Britt if you will go ahead and begin and start us out in prayer. And you are live. Go right ahead, Minister Hilton. Praise God for you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We give glory and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this evening. We thank you, Lord,
Amen.
That you are reigning and ruling, O Lord, over every situation and circumstance of your people, O Lord, and that you see and you know and you care for us, O God. And you are the faithful God, O Lord, who loved us so much that you gave us, O Lord, the most precious thing that was in heaven itself. And you sent down your Son, O Lord, to redeem us as a people and to reconcile us back. And to restore what our father Adam had lost, O God, through the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord,
Amen.
We pray, O Lord, for every need, O Lord, according to your riches and glories, that by your great grace and mercy and your faithfulness, Lord, you'll show yourself strong in the lives of everyone, O Lord, all your sons and daughters who call upon your holy name, for you are faithful.
Amen.
I start from Hebrews 10:15. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood, the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood that has redeemed us from the power and the penalty of sin and death. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, Lord, for your people, oh, Lord, that we delight, oh, Lord, in your righteousness and in your truth. We delight in your holy ways, oh, God, your good and honorable ways, oh, God. And we delight, oh, Lord, in your reverence and your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that we might be found in you, O Lord, walking, O Lord, in your holy and right ways, delighting in truth, O Lord, and buying truth and embracing truth and walking and speaking truth, O Lord. O Lord, we thank you that your precious blood, O Lord, is by faith in the power and provision and the providence of our God. We thank you, Lord God, that in all things you are faithful and that your words are true. We thank you, Father God, that even when we do not see you working in the natural, O God, you are yet working. You are yet reconciling all things, O God, together for our good and quickening, O Lord, our lives with your purpose and your will and your righteousness, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are walking by faith and not by what we see in the natural and physically, O Lord. For we know, Lord, that you will open our eyes, O Lord, that we might behold the Lord Jesus Christ, exalting him, O Lord, in the highest place of our lives and in the highest heaven, O God. We thank you, Lord, that we know that he is our high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us, and that he, O Lord, has went into the holy place itself, O God, the highest heaven, the third heaven, O God, to offer himself, O Lord, as a sacrifice for us. And even as he has offered himself, Lord, and given himself, how will he not also, Lord, with him and through him, Lord, give us all things that pertain to life and godliness, O Lord. And again, O Lord, you show yourself faithful. You show yourself strong to your people, O God. And, Lord, you will provide every need, O Lord, for you are our source, O Lord. And again, we look unto you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word is true and your word is faithful, O God. And that, again, Lord, you will touch every heart and every mind. We pray, O Lord, that you will draw us, Lord, unto yourself, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Lord, to quicken our hearts and to quicken our minds, O Lord, renewing them, O Lord, to your holy word, Lord. And as we stand upon your word, as we stand declaring what thus saith the Lord, Lord, we will see, O Lord, our earth, heaven and earth, being shaken and removed, O Lord. We will trod down, O Lord, the powers of darkness, O Lord, and the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high and low places, O Lord, that are resisting the knowledge of our King and of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord. And that your word, O Lord, in us and through us, O Lord, as we stand upon it, as we stand trusting, as we stand with confidence, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, our God is faithful. Our God is faithful and true. Our God's words are true. Lord, your word, you spoke, O Lord, by the heavens and your earth, O Lord, your word, O Lord, transformed all things, O Lord, and your word is yet transforming us, O God. Your word is yet transforming the earth, O God. We look not at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporal, but we look into the unseen things, O God. We know that you are at work, Lord, working to transforming, O Lord, circumstances, situations, transforming this world, Lord, because you're transforming us, O God. You have a people, O Lord, who are standing, O God, upon the promises of our God, the blessings of Abraham, O Lord. For as many as are in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, O God. And we are that people, O God, a people chosen, a people set apart, a people redeemed for such a time as this, O Lord, to declare, O Lord, your goodness and your glory, O Lord, to a lost and a dying world, Lord. O Lord, we look unto you, O God, who is seated upon your throne in all power and all authority and all dominion. Yours is the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Lord, everything in heaven above and earth below and in the regions below the earth, in every place, O God, that Jesus is Lord, O Lord. And your will and your purposes, oh God, are being performed, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you show yourself to be a God to your people, oh Lord, a people that you have redeemed, a people, oh God, that you have established, oh God, and are yet working in, oh God. Oh Lord, we draw near to you, Lord, by your word, oh Lord, delighting, oh God, again, in your holiness, in your righteousness, in your truth, in your holy word and in your holy will, Lord. We stand expecting, not doubting, Lord. And we speak, O Lord, to every mountain, O God. Be thou removed and be cast down, O Lord, according to Mark 11:22-23. And we will see, O Lord, your will being accomplished and wrought, O Lord, in the lives of our loved ones, O Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are yet at work performing your will. Lord, we thank you. We pray, Lord, for the health of your people, O God. We pray, O Lord, for divine health to quicken their mortal bodies according to the precious blood of Jesus that was shed, O Lord, to reconcile and to redeem and to renew and to restore and to make every bit whole, O Lord. We thank you for the physical and the financial needs of your people, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, and the world and all that dwell therein, O God. And as many as are called by your name, as many as come to you in faith, O Lord, you never sent any away empty, O God. For all things belong to you, O Lord, and you know, O Lord, how to transform our lives, Lord. You speak but a word, and it is done. You are the God of all divine providence, Lord. And, Lord, you will not suffer your people to be in want and light as they look unto you. We look unto your hills, from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth his people shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth, put your name in this place. He that keepeth Hilton, Mary, and Michael shall not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is our keeper. The Lord is a shade upon our right hand. Therefore the sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve us in our going out, in our coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. For he has not raised up his people for calamity or destruction, but you are sealed with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And that seal binds the spirit of the wicked one. He can't do with you whatever he wants to do with you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You abide under the secret place of the Most High. You are covered. You are sheltered. You are shielded. And your God shall provide for you. He will work on work. He will do wonders and miracles, signs and wonders, following the declaration and the speaking of his word. And we thank you, Lord, that you are showing yourself faithful, Lord, even as we stand trusting in you, Lord. You are working, Lord, even when we don't see you working. You are yet performing your word, showing yourself to be the I am that I am, the all great and the mighty one, who sees and knows and cares, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for families being made whole. We thank you that husbands, oh Lord, take their rightful place in their families, Lord, to lead and guide their families in the knowledge of the word of our God and the knowledge of the Lord, and submitting themselves unto the Lord. We thank you that wives submit themselves to their own husbands as unto the Lord, and that children obey their own parents, O Lord, for this is right. And we pray for marriages, Lord, that divine institution that you yourself have ordained, O God. We thank you that you will bless, O Lord, and strengthen every marriage, O Lord, in our churches, O Lord, that husbands will look to their wives, O Lord, and be patient and loving and bless them, and that wives, O Lord, will love their own husbands, O God. And that you will establish that covenant, O Lord, as you already have, O Lord, that you will cause it to be blessed. Lord, we come against the spirits of lawlessness and perversion, O Lord, throughout this land, O God. And we pray, O Lord, that righteousness be exalted in the north, in the south, in the east, and the west. That holiness, O Lord, will be the standard for the people of God, O Lord, for we will not bring reproach upon the name of our Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We will not, O Lord, crucify him afresh, O God, but, Lord, we will walk in the reverential fear of you, keeping it before our eyes and within our hearts. We will not love this world, neither the things that are in the world, but we will love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind and strength. and we will bow the knee and follow hard after him. In Jesus' name, Lord, for this we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise with thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are Lord and that the devil is defeated, O Lord, and that the people of God, O Lord, are more than conquerors through him who has loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Hilton,
yes,
for that powerful prayer. We give all God right. all the praise, honor, and glory. God bless you. Next, we will have Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, praise God.
Amen. God bless you.
You are now Thank live, you. Prophetess. There you go, right ahead.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
I have found it a pleasure to be with you all on this evening. And if you give me
Praise
just a
God.
Minute or two, I'm going to grab the scripture that God gave me to share with you guys on this evening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in Matthew chapter 21. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And thing of the temple. So it's Matthew 21 verses 12 and 13, and it states as such. And Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all those who were selling and buying on the temple grounds. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, it is written, and this is the main part, my house will be called a house of prayer. Hallelujah. But you are making it a den of robbers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So as I pray on this evening, my main focus of my prayer is our house being a house of prayer. Our house meaning the mm-hmm. physical house, but as well as the body, the temple that God has given us as a house of prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So let us pray.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank, we praise, we adore you, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to give you all praise, honor, and glory that's due your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to cover, that you will continue to keep us, that you will continue to make our houses, houses of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. You also say in your word to pray without ceasing, Father God. So help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to make our houses a house of prayer so that you can be glorified, so that you can be edified, so that you can get all praise, honor, and glory that is due your name. Father God, we ask that you would continue to strengthen, cover, and keep people around, especially this time of the season, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the birth of Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. However, people go through anxiety and depression because they don't have physical things to buy for their family, Father God. Remind them that Jesus' birth is the reason for the season. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that we shall continue to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus, giving all praise, honor, and glory to your name. So, Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We love you. God, we ask that you would increase unity in the families, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And be with those who have lost loved ones, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and my church itself, two families lost two family members within the past week. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Balawa family and the Davis family. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I ask that you would be with those families throughout this time. The Davis family even laid their loved one to rest on today. So, Father God, be with them, cover them, keep them, comfort their hearts, Father God, comfort their minds, Father God. And I ask that you would continue to be with us as the other prayer requests have been put out on request for this evening, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be with the Bowens family, Father God, and Mike's wife as she fell and hurt her ankle, and the other prayer requests that have been put out there, Father God. We know that you are the healer of all healers. You are the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah, Jesus, Father God. And I ask that you would just continue to be with the Rollins family as well. Hallelujah, Jesus, as Big Dewan is was on a respirator, hallelujah, Jesus, because he's contracted COVID and has not been vaccinated, Father God. I ask that you be with him. He's a young man, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Pull him through this COVID. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. And be with all of their children, Father God, because they have five children. So, Father God, be with the Rollins family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. Cover them and keep them. Hallelujah, and bring Big Dewan through this, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, and have him to make sure that he gives his life totally over through you, that he reminds people that he is a walking, talking, testament, miracle, walking, talking, that he is the result of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Him living and making it through this is the result of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for making our houses the house of prayer, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That prayer should be there where we start. Should be where we start and where we finish. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, you're so worthy of all the praise. You're so worthy of all the honor. You're so worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it's prayer that gives us strength. Even when we don't have the strength in our physical body, Father God, prayer gives us strength. And that is me at this time, Father God, for you know that I'm having ailments in my body. But, God, I thank you for the strength as I give you all praise, honor, and glory that's due your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We love you. We thank you that the Whitehurst family has given us the opportunity to give you all praise, honor, and glory that is due your name, God. You are so worthy, Father God, hallelujah, of all the praise, of all the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we teach our children, hallelujah, Jesus, someone made a request, as we teach our children, hallelujah, Jesus, to pray, hallelujah, Jesus, you said in your word, if we would teach our children how to pray and how to follow you, when they are adults, they will not depart, hallelujah, Jesus, and I have seen it with my own eyes. So, Father God, thank you for teaching our children, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for giving them the opportunity and showing them that you are the way, the truth, and the light, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for leading us, for guiding us. Hallelujah. You said in your word that the steps of a righteous man are ordered. So thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for victory in every situation, no matter what it looks like with our physical eyes, God. We have victory in you. As they say, the fight is fixed. And we win. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for victory in every situation, Father God. We thank you for healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for healing in the body and the mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. You are so worthy, so worthy, so worthy. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. So, Father God, we thank you for victory, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you are worthy. Glory to your name, Father God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen, amen, and it is so. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin. Praise God. And it is so. Hallelujah, and so it is. Hallelujah. We thank God for you and thank God for prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Next, we will have Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God.
Amen, God.
I'm going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Go ahead, Elder Strayhorn. Praise God.
Praise God tonight for the people of God and for...
Amen.
The ministers, Whitehurst, Lord, tonight, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for this sweet hour of prayer. And my scripture tonight is from 2 Thessalonians 3:3, where it reads, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, and he will protect you from the evil one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because it's just the evil is just rampant on this earth. But God said he will protect you. So tonight, Lord God, we continue this sweet hour of prayer to you, Father. for your love and for your grace and for your tender mercies, for you are God and God alone. And because of because of our cloudy days, Lord, our cloudy days are gone because of you, Lord. And we come tonight to lift you up and to praise you for being so good tonight, Father. We praise you for everything you have done in our lives, Lord, tonight. And so tonight we lift up the prayer requests, Lord. We lift up those family who has lost members, Lord. And we lift up our friends and our family, Lord. We lift up those who have just experienced loss, Lord, unexpectedly. We lift up Elder Green, Lord, and we lift up my daughter-in-law who was trying not to fall on the unborn child and hurt her foot really bad, Lord. She can't even walk on it, Lord. But we thank you it's not broke, Lord, but it is severely wounded, Lord. So we just ask you to go by her bedside and touch it, Father God, because you are able, Lord. We ask you also, Lord, to touch the youth in the Georgia area, Lord. The devil is after our young people, Lord, but you are faithful. You can protect them, Lord. And as they lean and depend on you, Father God, you will order their steps, Lord. Lord, tonight we ask you to be with the Thomas family, Father God. We ask you to be with the family who had an unexpected death, Lord. For the Beasley family who lost a loved one, Lord. Father, we also ask you to be with our president, Lord, and vice president and Congress, Father God. Order their steps. Guide them, though, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to be with, we ask you to keep us, Lord, in perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you, Lord. For you are God who never fails to keep your promises, Lord. And we thank you that in Jesus' life and death and resurrection, we see love, justice, and mercy and provision and victory, Lord. You are the God who lifts up those who are weighed down. You are the God who provides for your children. Our desire is to praise you as long as we live, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are the source of all our true and lasting joy, and we praise you for your power, which is beyond compare. We worship you for your wisdom, which is beyond understanding, and we ask you to meet all of our needs, Father God. We ask you to restore the brokenhearted and heal the wounded. Lord, you have revealed yourself to your people, and you are building up your church against which the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, Father God. You are great, Lord, and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. You are the bread of life, and so let us feast on your word and find nourishment for our souls. You are the light of the world, so let us follow you out of darkness, Father God. You are the door. Let us enter into the Father's, your presence, Lord. You are the good shepherd. Let us rest in your provision. You are the resurrection and the life. Let us find true life, victory in you. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Let us love you with all of our hearts, soul, mind, and strength.
Yes.
Eternal Father, you are our rock. You are our firm foundation for everything we build, and you give gifts to your people for the good of the church, Lord. You equip and train your people to carry out the good works you have prepared for us in advance, Lord. And we ask that you will provide wisdom, guidance, and direction, Lord God. Remind us that you are our loving friend, and what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, you are our fortress. You are our tower of strength. You are our rescuer. Everything we need is found in you. Father, for those who tonight come to you this evening who's feeling broke, we just ask you to bring them restoration, Lord. For those who have come feeling weak, we ask you to give them strength, Lord. For those who come weeping, bring joy, Father God. For you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Lord, for those of us who come here doubting, Lord, bring faith. For those who come here feeling shame, bring freedom. For he who the Son set free is free indeed, Father God. For those who come here feeling burdened, bring rest. And for those of us who come here feeling anxious, Lord, bring peace. Lord, please continue to be with the ministry of ministers Jasper and Constance Whitehurst.
Lord. We thank you for this radio broadcast. And we thank you and praise you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God for you, Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you so much for that powerful prayer and the petitions to our Heavenly Father. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, we will have Pastor Valencia Jackson. Pastor Valencia Jackson, praise God. Just one moment, Pastor Valencia. Let me bring you in. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank God for you.
All right, you may go ahead, Pastor Jackson. Go right ahead, please. Praise God for you tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. My scripture tonight will be 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and it reads, first of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness,
mm-hmm.
godliness, and dignity.
Yeah.
Well, today we thank you, God, as we lift up your people today, oh God, as we come before you with bowed down heads and humble hearts, oh God, we pray for the leaders of this nation to come to the light, to see the light of Christ. Lord, as even as the scripture says, that we make supplication and prayer and intercessions, and we give thanks for all the people of these United States and for the leaders of the United States, that we might live a peaceful life in all godliness and all honesty. Lord, we pray that the leaders will be just and let them be ruled by the fear of the Lord. Let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let the United States serve him. So, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will move upon every leader in these United States, that they will fall down on their knees and come before you, oh God. Lord, we pray that they will put the lives and the lives of the people that you have entrusted them to lead, God, that they will put them before themselves, that they will see the responsibility that they have as leaders. Lord, we pray that the poor and the needy people of these United States be delivered, oh God. Lord, we pray that your will be done and your kingdom come, oh God. Let the Lord rule over these United States and let the United States be glad and rejoice. We pray that the people of the United States will tremble at the presence of the Lord. Lord, we pray that these United States will come and recognize that you are Lord of Lords and that you are King of Kings. Lord, we pray for the leaders of this nation, oh God, that they will see your mighty hand move within this nation, oh God. Lord, we pray that the wicked be rooted out of these United States in the name of Jesus. Let the people of the United States turn back unto you, O Lord, and worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. We pray, let all idolaters in these United States be confounded, and let all the gods that they worship of the Lord. Lord, we pray, God, that you would grant mercy and grace upon these United States, oh God. Lord, we pray that the United States will see the glory of God, that they will come back, oh God, to serve you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray for the intercessors that are crying out for these United States, oh God. We pray for them for strength, oh God, to continue to pray and to intercede and to cry out for your mercy and your grace to be shown in these United States, oh God. Let the Lord bring righteousness and judgment to the United States, oh God. But remember, God, we ask for mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the United States be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray for the children of these United States, oh God. We ask that you will cover them, oh God, that you will protect the children by the blood of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, oh God, for your mercy and your grace, oh God. We ask that you keep every child covered under the blood, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that this nation will come and seek you, oh God, and that we be found seeking you, oh God. Lord, we pray that the people of the United States will come and to worship you, oh God. We thank you that this nation will be saved and it will walk in the light of Zion, oh God. Lord, we pray that every covenant for death in hell be broken in this United States. Lord, let life come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let these United States look to the Lord and be saved. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we pray today that you will continue to move and that you will continue to move and have your way. Let these United States see that those who are not your people be called the children of the living God. So, Lord, we pray, oh God, for every person that doesn't know you. So we're asking you, oh God, for salvation. We're asking you, oh God, for deliverance. And we're asking you, oh God, for healing, oh God, for every person that is connected. We thank you, oh God, for what you will do. Lord, that what you will do in the name of Jesus, we pray that your righteousness and your peace and your joy in the Holy Ghost will increase in these United States. And last of all, God, we pray for all the families, oh God, who are experiencing loss and who are experiencing grief, oh God. We ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to comfort them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that during the holidays there is a difficult time for many families, oh God. And so, Lord, we pray that you will send the oil, the balm, oh God, that you will pour up on the wounds of the people, oh God, that healing may come forth. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give you the glory. And we thank you, oh God, that the people, the families, of these United States will be blessed through Christ in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua and Emmanuel, we pray.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Valencia, for that powerful prayer as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you all the praise, Lord, and we thank you for answering the prayers, Father God. Yes, at this time, we're going to ask Mother Pat Gallo. Mother Pat Gallo, praise God. I'm going to bring you into the studio. Go right ahead, Mother Pat. Praise God for you tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. My scripture comes from Romans. 8th chapter, the 26th verse. Glory to your name, Lord. Likewise, in the spirit, also helpeth our intercession. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be understood or uttered. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, thank you. Praise you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallamalujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we come before you. Thanking you, Father God, for your son, Jesus. We thank you for the blood that you shedded that has made a way for us to come into your presence, oh God. And we declare, Father, that we have all the blessings in your presence in the name of Jesus. Lord Father, we thank you for the benefits of the blood of Jesus. We know it's only through his blood that we can even enter into your presence. And Father, by us entering into your presence through the blood of your son, we thank you and praise you, God, that we stand on the grounds of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim victory over sin. We proclaim victory over Satan and all his agents in the name of Jesus. Father God, there are many that may be gone through a spirit of grieving. But Lord, your word says that there will be a word of season and time to comfort those that mourn, O God. We ask you to touch the Thomas family, the Beasley family, Father God, and everyone else that may have gone through some loss of a loved one or a friend in the name of Jesus. Send your peace, O God, in this situation so that they know without a shadow of doubt that you are God and you never left them. You'll never leave them. You will always be with them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father God, as we lift up the children, not only just the children of America, but children all over the world. Father, you say the older women should be live a sober life to be a teacher, Lord. And the teaching begins in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, we pray a covering over the children in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, we draw a circle of the blood of the Lamb of God around every child. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, because of the blood that they will be shielded from all the evils of this world, because this is what we believe, oh God, that there is power in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Oh, that my son, yes, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for the blood, the blood, the blood that has never lost its power, the blood that continues to cross upon this earth in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, seal us tonight with the blood, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And Lord, Father God, you say in your word, Lord God, that we must pray without ceasing. And when we pray, oh God, your word say that you bow down your ear unto the cry of your children. And I know, Father, that you'll listen to all the petitions of every person that have prayed thus far in the name of Jesus. And even those prayers that have not been uttered, but you know in the secret place, oh God, that they have prayed prayers and believe in you to see deliverance, oh God, deliverance for family members, deliverance for people as a whole, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that we know without a shadow of doubt that your son will come back soon, and he will split that eastern sky, oh God. And there's no time to get ready. We have to be ready in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father, fill us more with your Holy Spirit, that fire and Holy Ghost, so that we can go out and be the disciples in the name of Jesus and win souls into the kingdom, oh God, because we know the hour is short. And Lord, Father God, even in your word, you say you would have to shorten this time because the very elect could be deceived. And Lord, Father, I thank you. With that being said, oh God, that you sharpen our spirit of discernment, that we be able to discern not only the signs and the times, but the people around us, because Satan is using people to do so many things, the killing and the stealing and the hatred. But Lord, Father, you say when the church prays, oh, my Father God, how can I say, when the church prays, things can turn around. And Lord, Father God, because of this sweet hour of prayer, we're coming before you. We're coming before you crying out, Lord God, for your mercy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Lord, Father God, the word say, in your wrath, oh God, please remember mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, I ask your blessing be upon every person that is connected to us, and those that you're sending into our lives, oh God. Keep them covered under the blood. Give them a hunger, such a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for that, I continue to say thank you, oh God, for every opportunity that you allow me to call upon you in the name of your son. We lean and depend not on my own understanding, but to lean and depend on you, knowing, Lord God, that you would direct my steps in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, your word says that we put on our gospel shoes and you would keep us in that peace that passes our understanding. You would keep our heart in the midst of all devastation, oh God. And they wonder, how can you have that joy? Because, Lord, Father, the joy that you have given us, you have given us, oh God, no man can take away. And you say the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you for strengthening us when we've gone through the dark places, oh God. And that's Pastor Thompson say, when we're in our darkest place, oh God, that's when you are working things out. Get our faith in you. And let someone else say it, oh God. Lord, Father God, the righteous walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you in the name of your son, Jesus, Yeshua, and Emmanuel, that it is done. As we cried unto you, you have bowed your ears. And Lord, we thank you that you have sent the angels to do the bidding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, good. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Pat. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you praise, Father. Oh, yes, we do. Thank you, Lord God, for all of these prayers, Lord God, that have gone up to you this evening, Father. We give you all the praise. There were a couple of people, few people that signed in after we had taken the prayer request, and I want to make sure that we get everybody that has signed in that has a prayer need tonight. So if you signed in a little bit later after that, we took the prayer request, and you have a prayer request, go ahead and press 1 now on your dial pad, and we will make sure to get your name and get your prayer request documented so that we can lift it up in prayer. Thank you, all of the ministers, praise God, hallelujah, that have prayed tonight. What powerful prayers, oh my Lord, and petitions, praise God. And the word of God just tells us where there are but two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing and asking anything, it shall be done. Hallelujah, praise God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Briefly, I wanted to just share a scripture with you tonight and lift up the prayer request, hallelujah, that came through, and praise the Lord. The Lord has had me to share John chapter 14 and two verses, verse 13 and 14, and it reads, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Praise God and hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Father, to be able to come to you, to be able to lift up these prayer requests, Heavenly Father, to you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you hear and that you answer our prayers, Father God. We thank you that we serve a God that is omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent. We thank you, Lord God, that we serve a God that never sleeps nor slumbers. We thank you that we serve a God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that is, Lord, all-powerful, and that there is nothing, Lord God, that is impossible for you, Father God. So I thank you for every prayer request that has gone up tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for every minister that has come with a sincere heart and a humble spirit, Lord God, bowing before you as we bow before you, Lord, humbly before your throne, Lord God, so that you, knowing, Heavenly Father, Lord God, again, that you hear our prayer, that you answer our prayers, Lord God, that, Lord God, and tonight, Father God, we lift up to you these additional prayer requests, Lord. We lift up to you Elder Matty Green, Father, in in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her health and for her healing, that she be made healed and whole, Lord God. Because, Lord God, your word tells us that it is your will, Father, that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray that you just touch her from the crown of her head and anoint her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet and manifest your healing power throughout her physical body, Father God. I pray, Lord God, for Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Lord God, and her husband Michael Strayhorn, Lord God. We pray and speak health and healing to their physical bodies, Father, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that you cover them, that you keep them, that you seal them in your precious shed blood, Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke sickness from anybody, Lord God, that is dealing, Father God, right now with the illness. We lift up the young man, Lord God, to you, that this morning woke up with a fever, Father God. But right now we pray for him, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, and speak healing over his physical body, Father, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. We pray then rebuke every sickness and every disease away from your people, Father God. We pray that you strengthen them, Lord God. We pray that you keep them, Lord God. We thank you for health and wholeness and healing. That is the children's bread, Father God. We just give you praise, Lord. I lift up Elder Lisa's daughter-in-law, Father, to you. I pray for her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And pray that you heal her foot, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for a speedy recovery for her, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that she will be able to stand and walk freely without pain and without discomfort, Lord God. We lift up to you, Father, the mother that dropped the plate on her foot, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and injured her foot. We lift her up to you, Father God, and speak healing to her foot right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for the total manifestation of your healing power, Father, over those that are dealing with any form of sicknesses, illnesses, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, yes, Lord, for our young adults. And we pray for our children, Lord. We pray for the salvation of souls of our children, Heavenly Father. We pray that the enemy, he shall not have any place, Lord God, over our children, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that as you have told us, Lord God, that as parents, Lord God, if we raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that when they are old, Heavenly Father, they will not depart from it, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the parents depositing the word of God within the children and being able to train them up in the way that they shall go. We pray for the children to be obedient to the parents, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the young people, Lord God, will not walk away nor forget what they have learned and been trained and not be influenced by their peers, but inject pressure upon their peers for the kingdom of God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise. We pray that they know how and learn how to put their trust, Lord, wholeheartedly in you, Heavenly Father. Do it, Lord. Do it for them, Father God, as we know that only you can, Lord, and we give you praise, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for Pastor Jackson's church, Heavenly Father, and for the church member, Lord God, that lost their lost a family member, had a death in the family, Lord God. We pray for the Thomas family, Lord God, and we lift them up, and we pray, Lord God, that you heal their wounded heart and heal, Lord God, even in the midst of the loss, Lord God. Bring peace to this family, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, that you are God, even in the midst of the loss of their family member, that you are God, that you are there, Lord God, to be able to bring peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that they can trust wholeheartedly in you, Lord God, knowing that you never fail, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up, Father, the Beasley family to you, Father, in the name name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you bring peace, Lord God, to their family, Lord God, in the midst of the loss of their loved one, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for healing of their hearts and healing of the wounds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak, Lord God, peace to both of the Thomas and the Beasley family, Lord God, and that you strengthen them, that you keep them, Lord God, and that, Lord, you work all things together for the good, Heavenly Father, Lord God, and that they will draw nigh and draw closer to you, Heavenly Father, knowing again, Lord, that there is no failure, Father God, in you, that you know all things, Lord God, that you're not a God that makes mistakes like man. No, you don't, Lord God. But we pray, Lord God, your perfect will, not your permissive will, but your perfect will, Father, be done in and over and through their lives, Lord, as you draw them even closer together as families, even in the midst and of this time of loss, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, even for these families as they go forth, Lord God, to be able to bring and bury their loved ones, that you provide, Lord God, and meet every financial need, Father God, where if that is concerned, Lord, meet every financial need in the household, Heavenly Father, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord, whatever that they may stand in need of, Father, you are the God that own a cattle on a thousand hills, Father God. Meet and supply their need exceedingly and abundantly above all they can ask or thank, Father. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and we give you all the honor and glory tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Heavenly Father, to come before you, Lord, in prayer this evening, Lord God. For we know that prayer changes things. We know that prayer moves mountains, Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that your word tells us that if my people call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall we hear from heaven, and you will heal our land, Lord God. So we speak healing, oh yes, we do, all over our land, Lord God. Not only over our land, but even in over this entire world, over the seven continents, and even in the most remote places, Father God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that you manifest your healing. We rebuke COVID-19 and the Delta variant and the Omicron variant and every other type of variant, Father God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus comes against it, Lord God, and banish this sickness back to the pit of hell where it came from. And we pray, Lord God, continue protection, Father God, over your people, Father, that you keep us, Lord, that you watch over us, that you protect us, Father God. We just love you, Lord. And we thank God and give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for every prayer and supplication that went forth tonight. I pray, Lord God, for each one of these ministers, Lord God, and their families, Father God. I lift up to you, Minister Hilton Britt and Mary Britt and their son Michael, Lord God, and we lift up to you Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Lord God, and Michael Strayhorn and their family and children, grandchildren, Father God. We lift up to you Prophetess Cecilia Cutchin, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, and children, Heavenly Father. We lift up to you Mother Pat Gallo, Father God, and her family and her children, Lord God. We lift up to you Pastor Valencia Jackson, Lord God, and her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, as they have poured out to you, Father God, and sold, Lord God. Lord, your word says, Heavenly Father, that whatsoever you sow, that shall you reap, Father God. So as they have sowed prayers and blessings into the lives of your people, Father, we pray that they reap blessings 100-fold, Father God, and that you meet every need that they may have, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, yes, we know, Lord God, that there again is nothing that is impossible for you. And we thank you, Father. And we give you all the praise. Oh, yes, we do. And all the honor and all the glory. And we call these prayers done In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Father.
Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to ask Pastor Jasper Whitehurst to close us out in prayer.
Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We thank you, glorify your holy name, Father. Lord, we thank you for your holy people on today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your holy word. Thank you for sharing the gift of our heart, our mind, and spirit. Thank you for your grace, Father. Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord,
Lord,
for your blessings that coming together, Lord, at such a time as this to pray for the nation, pray for the people, pray for the young people, Lord, pray for the church, Lord, pray for the body of Christ, Lord, pray for individuals, Lord, pray for the people of God, Lord. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. We glorify your holy name, Father,
yes,
through the
Father.
Blood of Jesus, through your holy divine word, through your Holy Spirit, Father, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We lift up glory and honor to your holy name, Father, Lord. We thank God for your word still alive and living today, Father, Lord. Hell and earth may pass away, but your word shall never pass away, Father, Lord. We thank God you are eternal God. You live forever and ever, Father. You are almighty God, Lord. You are everlasting Savior, Father God. You are Elohim, Father. You are Heavenly Father. You are Yeshua, Father, Lord. You are almighty God. You are Jehovah, Father, Lord. We thank God for your goodness. We thank God for your mercy. We thank God for your healing power, Lord. We thank God for your restoration,
yes,
Father.
Yes,
we thank you for your reconciliation, Father, Lord. We thank you for your manifestation, your promises in our life, Father. Each and every one that desired, Lord, to walk by faith, not by sight, Lord, to increase our faith, Lord, to make us strong than we were before, Father, Lord. We praise and thank you, Lord, to close out this year strong and mighty, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank God to renew our mind, renew our heart, Father, renew our spirit,
Lord,
to draw nigh to you and draw nigh to us, Father. Let your will be done, Father, this day, to your honor, to your praise, to your glory, and pray for each and every prayer request, Lord, that it shall be fulfilled, it shall be manifested unto God, it shall come forth like never before, Father, and it shall be done according to your word. We decree, we declare, and proclaim your word on this hour, Lord, that it shall come to pass, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And Lord God, also, too, we lift up every caller that's on the line tonight, Father. We lift up their families to you as well, Father God, and pray, Lord God, if there is a need, even an unspoken need, Father God, that you meet it right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, Father. And that blessing, Lord God, will just rain down upon them, Heavenly Father, and that you will keep them, watch over them, protect them, Father God, and their family members, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father, and we will give you and give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for those that have tuned in tonight, and we give God all the praise. We pray that you go forth and have blessing. Have a wonderfully blessed new year.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And to God
be
all the glory. Have a wonderful week, and we love you guys. Thank you again so much, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
rolls up his sleeves, the angels putting on the ribs.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
In the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Turn it around. Every prayer. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through.